This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, and welcome to the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast. I'm not Brian, I'm Ian Bolesworth. I'm the guest today on the show. And I got a message earlier on from Brian, professional entertainer Brian Gittins, telling me that something had gone wrong with the recording and would I record an intro to it separately, which is this now. So I think the subterfuge afoot. I think that what he's done is he's got someone like me who's very successful in podcasts, actually. Very, very successful in podcasts. More successful than Brian will ever be with the Parapod, the mental podcast. There's 4,000 words. All the ones I've done are better than this one. If only because we've recorded them. Actually recorded them and put them out. Not just drag someone all the way down the country, on their own dollar, by the way, taking an entire day out of their life to come and not record something. This is the treatment that I get. So this is the introduction to his podcast. That isn't even his podcast. He wants me to host it. The advice that I've given Brian over the years, and this is why he's on Twitter rowing with the Comedy Awards judges, because he's got no idea about what he's doing, and I don't even know how long he's missing. I don't know what from the beginning is missing. It's what all he said to me was, the beginning is missing from it. I don't know how long that is. That doesn't tell me anything. That could be 40 minutes for all I know. I don't know how long I should talk now. He's given me no direction. He's made it my problem. Something that's his problem is made my problem. He's gone, oi, Ian, I fucked it up. You do it. You know about podcasts. You do it. And that's what I'm lumbered doing. There could be an element of conspiracy to this, because I'll tell you now, if it's not in the recording, David didn't get my name right for ages, for absolutely ages. He tried everything. And anybody that thinks that that's a bit of a set-up thing that they do every week, I assure you, from sitting there in that studio with him, it isn't. From looking into his eyes at that moment, it isn't a set-up at all. He absolutely doesn't know the names of the people. He called me Bolsover at one point. Bolston. Like, loads of ridiculous things with Bol at the beginning of them. No idea. At one point he asked me if I did a radio show about films, which I don't. Said that. At one point Brian sacked him. With my encouragement, admittedly, Brian sacked David. And David left the studio after about maybe half an hour. You've never seen somebody walk so slowly out of a studio. So look, here's your introduction, Brian. There you go. Welcome to the show. I'm sure you'll put funny sound effects over it. Oh, not you won't. You won't do it. Someone else will do it for you. You can't do this, mate. I've said this to you for years. I think at heart, underneath it all, you're quite a funny bloke. But you can't do it. You can't apply this level of unprofessionalism constantly to what is meant to be professional, independent work. You can't. Banging on about your Patreon all the time. Who told you to do Patreon? I told you to do Patreon. Now I'm embarrassed. My Patreon, I worked really, really hard on. Patreon.com/Ian Bolesworth. I worked really hard on that. Your Patreon is just you going, all right, every now and again, here's a bit of the podcast that we managed to record. Come on, focus. Get your arse in gear. And David, I don't know what to say. If it comes to something when Charles is the most professional person or entity in that podcast, I'm sure it'll now just start halfway through a sentence. Welcome to the show.
And right,
come on then.
And now
remember
it's
them
tattooed
now.
In
go.
My head.
Have another go. Go. Quick.
Bolster.
Two. Quick.
Bowl taint. Sort of.
Three.
Bolter. Something.
Four.
It's B-O-L. Mm. It's Boltron.
These are all names as I hear them now that I wished I'd had as stage names.
Well, you know, I think, you know, if we were interacting, all I need to know is Ian.
Yeah, that's
how's
true.
It
I'm
going, Ian?
You.
Ian?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
No, you know, I'm sacking you.
It's understandable.
I'm sacking you.
You can't sack people these days, can you? I don't know if
I'm not inviting
good
you
riddance.
Back. Good riddance. Good riddance for old news.
Oh, dear. It is terrible. I should be handing my P45.
From now.
You're quite right.
From now. Go.
From now, what?
Go
out
home.
With the bins.
No, quite right.
Go
I'm
home.
Out with
leave.
The bins.
Out with the bins.
Out with the bins. I'll be by the skips.
No,
maybe.
I mean it.
We'll
go.
We'll talk later. I don't know.
Go.
Okay. Up
I
go.
I think he has
no.
You. I think
go.
He has.
Sick of him.
Literally leap.
Yeah.
Lift my body out of this
yeah.
chair.
Sick of him.
No, fair enough. I think that's a valid point.
You still look
well,
like you still
Ian,
look like you're acting.
You nice
still
to
like,
know you.
Still feels like
you still
you're
like you're playing along with someone.
I know.
Like,
no.
He's
I'm
had
lifting
his
time. Up. I'm going. As you can, my voice is leaving.
You're acting.
He's had
acting.
Time,
you're acting.
No, it's a case of. I've let you down. I do.
You're hovering. You're hovering and doing a performance, but I think he has sacked you.
That's not a problem. Here we go.
I'm not putting up with this anymore.
Sorry. No, you're right. You shouldn't do. And you are right, Ian. That I should have done more IT. I should have written it down. I just think I look on my mobile phone. I found the email.
Put your four jackets on.
And it wasn't enough.
Okay.
To actually sort
put
it
your
out.
Four
so
jackets.
The least
on
you could do is remember the
this
guest
happened
name.
To me before.
Okay.
The job. It is.
Okay.
A
no more excuses.
And, you've only got to do that and then do just be yourself. That's
yeah.
All, that's all you've got
learn
to do.
Learn the name and be yourself.
Yes. No, you're right.
So you
there's
do no
of laziness attached to it.
Okay.
You do no prep for this at all then. You don't even learn the name and the rest is just being yourself.
Enough now, David. Enough now.
Absolutely. Well,
see you later.
The rest of the show goes
jacket
well.
Jacket number three is going on.
Jacket number three is going on.
It is. All the jackets.
See
that's
you later.
That's not my one. That's yours.
No, that's mine.
Okay.
See you later.
Yeah. I'll
nice email
meet.
Me.
Nice to meet you, David.
No, it's very nice to meet you. It's a great
you
show. You'll enjoy yourself.
Thank you,
it
mate.
Really is.
All the best. It's very busy at the station.
The engineers, which
don't
be a
keep
bit embarrassing.
Don't keep
still
talking.
Acting. You're still acting.
Still acting. You're still acting.
You're still doing it as if it's pretend.
Well, I don't know.
And just see what happens.
That's your choice.
Drop the egg, man.
Huh?
If I apologise, can I come back?
I don't. Honestly, I think we've done about seven on the trot. You don't remember people's surnames.
Right.
It's not on.
And where will I sit?
Enough. Go.
Right. Take care. Look after yourself.
You too, mate.
This is embarrassing. This is a smart.
No, I'm only joking. Sit down.
Are you sure that's.
No, I'm joking again. Go away. No, sit down.
You play on my feelings now.
Yeah, I know. It's Ian.
Gotcha.
Ian, gotcha.
Gotcha.
Ian, gotcha.
Ian's awesome. Passing David a little gotcha figurine.
Yep, there we go.
Absolutely.
There
you
go.
A golden statue.
There we go.
Sorry, just let me get my jacket
it's
off.
Ian Boldsworth.
Right, and what did I say?
It doesn't
right.
Believe
I mean,
me.
I mean, there was no even on your face, and there was no. Oh yes, of course it is. You
oh,
were like,
I'm
Bolton. Not sure that's even
what
true.
What is it?
Boldsworth.
No,
no,
not
what
Boldsworth.
Is it?
Boldsworth.
Boldsworth. I've got a psychological issue.
What is it, David? What
Boldsworth.
Is
it? No,
no.
The thing is, I'm
what
very
is it,
on
David?
Edge here. You know, at one point I thought I was going to be isolated.
What is it,
yeah.
David?
I've
no,
now
yeah.
come back.
No.
I was getting a bit emotional.
Yeah, but you've
at one
got
point.
You've got a gotcha though.
I have got a gotcha.
What is it, David?
A bit aloft.
Do you know I can't remember his surname again because it's got
yeah,
intent,
it's got,
and
yeah,
I've
yeah.
got.
It's, what is it, David?
It is Boldsworth.
No. I'm not angry with you, by the way, David.
Oh. Yeah.
No,
do you know what I mean? It's a case that I think you should be.
No, no, I'm not at all.
Is,
I'm not annoyed.
I think it's a special need that I need to see my GP, Dr. Mott. Sorry? I think a lot of it is I just don't listen.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know, I'm sort of in my own kind of Dave Edwards world
of you know,
what I'm doing, what do I want.
15 minutes on this.
It needed it. I think it. What's it called? Not a convention where people just stop.
It's a gag.
It's a gag.
Surely.
It's a bit of a joke, bit of humour.
It's a running joke, this.
It
definitely.
Is. Not for me, it's my life.
Ian.
But
Ian.
I wouldn't consider myself to be very ego-led, David, but I am feeling now...
That I'm sort of living in a narcissistic bubble.
I'm feeling broken.
It is.
I'm not angry with you, but I do
say
feel irrelevant.
Say it one more time, we'll bring this to an end. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Boldsworth.
Yes.
Simple as that. A bold and worth.
With an S in it. No. Yeah. What you did there, you broke that down to help yourself remember it and did it wrong. You said it's a bold and it's worth, so Boldsworth.
Boldsworth.
That's it. Yeah. That's
simple as that. There's no D, just Boldsworth.
There is a D.
There is a D.
So that'd be Boldsworth.
No.
You're silent D.
You're allowed a D and an S in the same word.
No D.
Boldsworth.
That's it. There we go.
Simple as that. There you go.
Yeah.
Am I done? Is that me now?
Yeah, it's fun. That's it. Cheers.
Enjoyed it.
There we go.
Thank you.
Next time, pen and paper. Get the information down.
Is he going to forget the next one?
Yeah, well, the next guest.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
I've already admitted that I've forgotten that person's.
What's his second name? Finish it off.
What was it?
Boldsworth.
Yeah.
There you go. Absolutely.
Okay,
I feel nervous before saying it.
Yeah, one more time.
It's like a great. Boldsworth.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. Every time I say it, it's like, you know, it's like playing Russian roulette with a
Ian,
gun to my head.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's a pleasure, mate.
Ian, I apologise. You know, if this was a family gathering, it'd be embarrassing.
You don't have to apologise.
All right.
Very good of you. Cheers.
Lovely to have you on board.
It's lovely,
Ian,
to be on board, mate.
And obviously, this episode, we're in a morgue.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, yeah.
And what do you see, David? What do you see around you?
I see lots of... white blankets over bodies. Simple as that. I can see their little toes sticking out with tags on the big toe. I can see their hairline. And simple as that.
That one has got a stiffy.
We'll look at that one in a minute.
Yes, that's science.
Do you mind? Have you ever been in a morgue?
I have, yes, I have.
What?
I've been in a couple of morgues.
How?
What do you mean, how?
Well, why?
It's a better question, isn't it?
That's quite a place to be.
What?
I've done. I can't really say it's because it's to do with work related.
Right.
Not.
Right.
I'm not. I don't work in a morgue. But I have been in morgues. Yeah. I've been in disused morgues as well. It's supposed to be extra frightening. But
God, that sounds even worse. Yeah. So what was an interview you were doing there, or
you wouldn't get much joy in a morgue doing an interview?
Oh, I thought maybe the people doing autopsies. Seems you're on your own.
Yeah.
Just surrounded by bodies.
What they like?
I've been in morgues. Have you not been in a morgue to see a body either? You've never done that?
No, I've been in a chapel of rest. Is it chapel?
Okay,
of rest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went in a morgue when my grandma died.
Right.
That was the first grandparent that died, and I saw her in a morgue.
What do they look like? So I've said we're in a morgue.
It's very still.
I don't know what.
Oh, the morgues.
No, yeah. What? I've never been in one.
Do you know what?
What are those things with all the drawers at their morgues?
I don't remember anything like that.
Right.
Like, I really don't remember that. But I'm sure that is a thing. That must be a thing.
Yeah, lots of silver.
Here, there's loads of drawers.
They're freezers, aren't they? Or they're cold storage.
Right.
Aren't they? That's what they are.
How frightening. So that's where you go in a fridge as soon as you're dead.
Yeah, but you're dead.
I guess, my mind is still... Still sounds quite hideous. Do you know what I mean? Things really have come to an end.
But you are dead.
Like a McCain's pizza just chucked in a fridge type of. Yeah, I guess you are dead. You're just meat.
Absolutely dead.
But the Dave Edwards Corporation still isn't happy just to be, you know, frozen sort of thing and forgotten about.
But you are dead. So.
Yeah.
You'd have no knowledge of it happening.
Yeah, this
you're
not, is, this
no,
is
not
true.
Asleep, not asleep, David. You're dead.
Yeah, you're not going to wake up later on in the year 2060.
You wake up, freezing.
Like Buck Rogers.
No. Nothing like that.
No, it's come to an end. There's a full stop.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a morgue, David?
Never. I've seen them on Silent Witness. That's it. I don't think I'd want to go even if I got an invitation. I think it'd be very frightening. You know, the end of... if it was a family member and I was helping people out, it was an admin task, I guess I'd have to.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, is that your father? Yes. You know, we found him on the motorway type of thing.
Right.
You know, hit by a juggernaut or whatever has happened.
Can I say it wasn't like that with my grandma? They knew who they'd got and we knew she was there.
That's why I was surprised about having to go to the morgue.
No, well, that was Chapel of Rest, so that was, all that. It was relatively close to her dying.
Right.
Because I was with her when she died.
Oh, God.
This isn't the best.
Is it fine that I'm talking to you about this with my glasses?
I don't know, you know, really. What it does show is the empathy in your eyes at a much bigger magnification.
Indeed.
If anything,
because I don't feel equipped.
You seem to care more.
I do care. David, you don't care at all?
Don't care.
Oh, I do, that your nan
what,
died.
What was her name? What was her surname?
Come on.
Bolesworth.
No, it was Moore.
Thank God. I thought I got it wrong again.
On my
literally,
mum's
I had a heart murmur then.
Yeah.
I literally thought, yeah. Oh, right, I've got a parasite in my brain, but I don't.
Yeah. Right, Bolesworth. Come on, let's get on with this. So we're in a morgue. We're in the morgue. Where is the morgue, David?
The morgue is on the outskirts of Milton Keynes. Sure. Well-known one. It's like a morgue HQ.
Yeah.
So it really does look after the Midlands of Britain.
Yeah. Okay. So I've got a first question from
it's Milton. Milton Keynes isn't the Midlands, is it?
I wasn't listening. Is it below the Midlands?
Milton Keynes. Is that Midlands, Milton Keynes?
I think it's just near the Midlands. They ship them out the Midlands to the outskirts where Milton Keynes is.
Okay. They drop them down to Milton Keynes.
Right. Absolutely. Just roll honestly. Them down Britain.
Yeah. Can we get that parasite out of David's brain later? Like
please do. If it's possible yeah. to remove the parasite, like Star Trek 2 or whatever, I'd be hugely appreciated if we could do that.
Right, my really first question, thing. David, is... First question of the podcast.
Oh,
if you were to have a sex session with 9 women at once, can you talk us through how the session would pan out?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there who would like the idea of...
Whisper
you know,
it.
Whisper it, but you've got to whisper the answer.
There's a lot of people out there who would like the idea of a sex marathon... Them versus Quite. 9 other women. Them versus 9 other women.
Versus.
Sorry, that sounds versus. A bit competitive. but versus. Well, there'll be an element of
versus
expectation.
Quieter and closer to the mic.
The mic. Quieter.
And
the
it's an element whereby.
So you walk in the room. What do you say?
I'd walk in the room. First of all, I'd find it hard to
closer.
Become, I'd find it very hard to be aroused. Knowing that I'd have to copulate with 9 people, what one they, after another,
where
one
are
after
they
another.
In the room? What are they doing?
They're in a gym, and it's like Sean Connery in Diamonds Are Forever. They all surround me, and they're in kind of 70s power dress bikinis. And,
quieter.
And I feel demasculated, and...
Really?
Yes, because they're all around me, casting a shadow on me.
Slow...
And it's almost like having to do a job, a shift at Tesco's, having to stack...
Slow.
Stack shelves, thinking, God, I'm going to have to do one, and then after that I've still got 8 to do, and it's becoming too much like work and less about
leisure. One more, but slow.
And I just want one woman and one experience and a nice memory. I don't want 9. It's too much. I'll get full too easily. And I'll be left with a stitch and just... Just too much expectation, which doesn't help the male member to, fluctuate in the required manner with blood streaming below in that area. When psychologically you've got a block that you've got 9 people to satisfy.
You're not going to satisfy them. That was never part of the prerequisite.
No.
Well, I would have thought so during sex and interplaying.
You've got to. I mean, that would be the. Gentlemanly thing to do, David, but you don't have to do. You don't have to satisfy all.
Or you could grow 8 more penises.
You could do that.
I just don't think science is advanced enough
where
to do that.
Where, if you grew 8 more penises, where would they grow?
On my
Slow.
Arms.
On your arms.
So I could all on my chest like a cow's teats.
Yeah.
So I could just share them out in a manner and just do it all in one
Are
go.
You being
multitasking.
Serious,
well, I'd think about multi. If I was going to have lots of penises on me, I'd want to do it in the sense that I could just immediately get the job done and just go home, get my jacket on and get on public transport.
But think of the logistics of that though, David. So you're going to have 8, was it 8 penises?
Eight on my chest and my original one.
But closer to the mic.
Sorry.
But where are they? In this orgy that you're about to partake in, where are the penises going to be going? Where, you don't have to be too crass, but where are they going to be going?
They just all sit on them.
Yeah. So if they're all just in a line down your front... The logistics of that are insane, aren't they?
Well, they'd all like sit on them in a row. There'd be 4 on one side, 4 on the other side,
but
4 on one.
But even if you had those penises there now, and we lay down on the floor now, if they weren't there, if you didn't have the penises and we lay down on the floor, do you think 9 girls could sit in a row on your front?
No. So that's a very valid point. Yeah. I'd have 2. At the top of the rib,
yeah.
Another one at the bottom of the rib, and then the other 2 would sit on my thigh. Or perhaps just one on my knee and the other one on my thigh.
Okay.
So the entirety of my body would be like some kind of sex machine type of thing. And I just stay there, look at the ceiling. I just stay there and look at the ceiling. The orgasm would be enormous.
So the idea of having a sex session with nine women does not interest you one bit. Can you not keep your voice down, please?
I think the number's too large for intimacy. I just think it'd be like a Manson cult.
Sort of abuse them. As if they're just objects.
I mean, abusing someone takes a lot of effort and energy and focus. Mm. You know, I just think that that'd be too much.
When you said about the orgasm, about it being an insane orgasm, do you anticipate that all nine P&I will ejaculate at the same time?
I would try and play it like an instrument so it all came to an end like an orchestra, okay. Yes.
So you would. So not only are you catering to nine ladies, you're also catering to nine P&I as well, aren't you? Because
yes.
Because you said I would try and cater to, you know, try
P-nices.
To orchestrate yes. them, which means that they're all independent of each other.
Yes, they are. I try
so
and keep
so you're
it in
working
one.
Nine cocks.
Yeah, it'd be exhausting. It sounds like ladies. A hell. Yeah. It sounds like a Twilight Zone episode where a man thinks he knows what he wants. Mm. He's given it.
Yes.
And it turns into a dystopian nightmare.
Closer to the mic, please.
Yeah.
A dystopian nightmare.
I think I would go for extremities with the penises.
Penises.
Rather than having them all in a row or just dotted about just your torso and thigh area, I'd go, okay, put one on that hand, one on that hand, one on that foot, one on that foot. Yeah. One on my head.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and that way you can...
Was that David?
You can, yes. No, it's right, a good idea. Yeah, moving them
you
around.
You can move around better then, can't you? You can
some on your shoulders.
Get purchase. I think shoulders, again, is asking for trouble. Maybe on your back so you can rock.
Yes, very true.
You can rock like that.
Ian's just rocking.
I'm amazed that... it sounds like a Hellraiser film or something. Mm. Haven't they done a movie like this?
I'm surprised with penises? You've turned this into something... This is
what, quite
a negative
dark
experience. Yeah. I thought you might just have fun with it.
Put it this way.
Closer to the mic, please.
The more people you're surrounded by, the more you feel lonely.
Okay.
All right. Like being
Ian,
on the
have
underground.
You got a question for David?
I have, yeah, I've got him on my phone.
Okay, and away
here
from
here
the
we
mic.
Go.
Thanks
away
for that,
from
David.
Sex
thanks
orgies.
Thanks for that, David.
No, not
can
problem.
Can you just pull open that drawer, see what's in that?
There
wow.
we go. A
what
large Toblerone.
No, we're in a morgue.
Oh,
we're in a morgue.
Sorry. Well, the autopsy man might be hungry.
Or maybe it's died.
Yeah.
Yeah, very that's true. You're arm. Quite right. Or maybe it was, you know, someone choked
that's
on
an
it.
Arm.
Yeah, that's an arm. And open okay. the other drawer. Let's see what's
there
in there.
There we go. We have a brain in a jar floating around in pickled oil, onion liquid.
What, really?
Yeah, or some kind of scientific lab liquid.
Okay, what's your first question, Ian?
My first question is very simple. My other questions that I have aren't.
Right.
But this one is quite simple, and I'm asking you this, David, because I hate being asked this myself.
Oh, yes.
I really wow. hate it to wow. be asked
okay,
this question.
Okay, let's see.
Can we have a little bit of music here, James, the editor, just to tee up the question? Here we go.
Right, you ready?
Thanks for that.
And it seems more straightforward than it is. What have you been up to?
It is a hard one when someone says that. You know, what have you been up to?
I hate it.
I've just been eating bowls of cereal in the morning, you know, watching YouTube videos of, I don't know, bears slipping over
this.
In the North Pole. And I've been getting quite into... they've got a new sandwich corner at where I work. So I've been getting into tuna baguettes and things like that. You know, that's something to look forward to.
All right.
Netflix... That's kept me going.
Yeah. What else have you been up to?
What else have I been up to?
The sandwich corner.
Sandwich corner. You know, lunchtime baguettes.
What else? A sandwich corner.
Yep, sandwich corner. That's key. That's definitely... Other things I've been up to are...
What is a sandwich corner?
Oh, sorry. What is a sandwich corner? I apologise. A sandwich corner is the corner of the canteen that's dedicated to constructing sandwiches.
Okay, brilliant. What else have you been
what
up
else?
To?
I'm planning to. I haven't as yet.
So not,
but I'm
no,
this,
actually
this,
been
this,
up to.
This can't be in it then.
Right, okay.
That's what.
Well, I've
been
doing
planning.
Research for it.
Oh, right, okay, fine. Sorry,
it's
me.
Called a website called No Strings Attached, and it's for adults to meet up and play badminton. And I've been ooming and ahhing about the possibility of maybe doing that. But at the end of work, it's just like, oh, I don't know if I can be bothered. It's like, let's go back to Netflix.
I like playing badminton.
If you're serious, I'd be very much up for doing that.
Yeah, half serious.
Well, if we can make that 60-70% serious, I'd definitely be interested in collaborating on
Okay, we can email.
Let's play badminton now. I've got a little racket. Ian's
We're in a morgue. We'll pull out one of the gurneys. That can be the net.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
One of the high up ones. We'll pull a high one out. There we go.
Mine is just a reality. Let's use this head as a shuttlecock.
Let's use this little head.
You can create any location, something else.
Ready, David?
Here we go.
Over
service.
Over it goes. And back to you again.
Backhand.
Over to you, Ian.
It's going to last us.
Oh, there we go. A volley.
Lovely.
That, we need another head. That's already knackered.
Well, there's plenty of heads all around.
Okay, I've got a question here from someone on Patreon, David.
Goodness me. Well, thank you for being part of the Patreon family.
Stuart Page.
It rings a bell, that name.
This is from Stuart Page.
Right.
This is a hell of a question. Is everything going to be all right?
I used to think so. Ooh. I think now it's a case of it's 50-50. I'd have thought things would have been all right by now.
In your own life or the world, do you mean?
Oh, in both.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think. Do you know what I mean? And Dave Eggers' universe.
Yep.
The mind parasite is a worry that I can't remember two names put together. Okay. So I think there's a CAT scan in order there. I don't know if you can get those free of charge of the NHS.
You're not scared of that, though?
Very much.
My memory's so bad that I sometimes think I should have one and I just won't go because I'm too scared of what they'd find.
It's very worrying. Maybe I just don't. It's a Christmas gift I'll leave under the tree type of thing.
I'd rather just slip away, I think, now.
Right.
With minimal fuss.
What do you think will happen? You'll just lose more and more memory. You'll forget what you just put in the fridge.
Yeah.
You'll forget, you
know...
Possibly. What your street name is.
But people with Alzheimer's, are they aware that they have...
It's a good question, that, isn't it?
Can I have some kind of celebratory noise?
No. They must
start becoming aware of it as it starts to become... Because it doesn't happen like that overnight, does it? It's a gradual thing.
No.
So maybe they would be aware of it, but maybe there would be an element of... As you're becoming aware of it, you just dismiss it as, oh, I'm getting older, or I have more things to remember, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Take your glasses off.
I know, it's weird.
It is really weird.
It's worrying.
You can't have a serious conversation with her.
Very
I'm wearing like a Super Mario hat.
You're pulling it off.
And a
pair I've got
of glasses.
Quite adjusted to it now. It's a nice look.
Is everything going to be all right, David?
The optimist in me says yes. The realist says
no.
Just appreciate what you got now, because you know I think you were saying about dementia. Apparently, the first thing that does go is names. So colleagues at work is the first thing. Then
what's Ian's surname?
Boldsworth.
Yes.
There we go. Thank God. Every time I go for that.
But I think you've got to know the name in the first place to acknowledge it as part of dementia that you forgot it.
This is true. Thank you for
know
that.
It. You have to know it straight away.
Thank you for that. That gives me some hope, definitely.
Yeah.
So it's colleagues, then celebrities and family pets.
So is this everything all right? You've sort of... We're talking about memory here.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
And
do you remember the question?
I do remember the question well. Is everything going to be all right, Dave? There you go. That's reassuring, isn't it? I remember that.
Okay, I'm not sure.
That question was a real page turner, Brian.
Is everything going to be okay?
Is everything going to... There we go. A bit of robo wit there to keep me going. A bit of morale booster.
Yeah.
Is everything going to be okay? A few years ago, I'd said yes. Mm. But now, who knows?
Yeah.
Get
that
ready for
question
a
was a real Stuart Page Turner brand.
Ah, that question was a real Stuart Page Turner.
Nice, that was
David, lovely.
There's a little piano here.
Oh yes, the old.
I'm just going to roll it into place.
Lovely.
Could you make up a song playing the piano called "Everything's Going to Be Okay"?
There we go. So just a few little tinkeries
it's
on the ivory
David
there.
David Edwards with "Everything's Going to Be Okay."
And this, I can imagine, a sort of Bugsy Malone in the middle of a pub.
Okay.
Everything's gonna be all right, Jack. It's
change
gonna be
tune,
okay.
Mate.
What was that?
Change the tune.
Okay,
here we go.
It's gonna be all right, Jack. Oh, that's the same tune.
It's all right, don't worry.
It's gonna be all right, chaps. Get your feet up, do the can-can. It's not going to be an Armageddon, chaps. It's time to do the can-can. It's going to be okay. Okay, do the okay. can-can.
Did you feel uncomfortable with that?
I didn't feel uncomfortable, but I had loads of questions as it went along. Like
if there's a piano behind it, I think it would work.
You changed everything.
Well, we'll see.
Everything
good
to
luck,
it.
James.
Everything to...
It started with everything, but then you said it's going to be okay. So you dropped everything. I don't know where the can... I don't know if I missed something in the conversation where the can-can was relevant.
Well, if everything's okay and people are feeling optimistic and upbeat, because I imagine myself in a sort of East End pub in London...
Doing Bugsy Malone, you said.
Cockneys just immediately go into the can-can when they feel, you know, when they get a dopamine surge in their heads.
Cockneys do the can-can?
I'm pretty sure they do.
I don't think they do, mate. I think you're thinking of a Cockney knees up.
Yeah.
A Cockney knees up. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Which is a can-can, is it not?
Not really.
Who does do can-cans then? That's like women in France.
It's like Moulin Rouge and all that. Yeah.
There
stuff,
you go. I'm just basically a bit of water away from where I need to be. That's what all it is. It's just a bit of ocean.
Oh, God.
Knees up, can-can. That's where the French and British can come together.
Yeah.
That's where the Euro tunnel's there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So we can all bond arms and with me on the piano.
Yeah.
What is the OK?
Everything is going to be OK. Thanks,
what
Charles.
What is the OK?
What is going to be OK?
I would say... God, you know, I think there's no asteroids out there. NASA have done a recent report. There's nothing hovering out there that's a big rock.
Okay.
So we're not going to have a Michael Bay nightmare on our bloody hands.
Okay.
So
can
that'll
you do
be
the
right.
same song, but about asteroids, and then we'll move on to the next question.
Here we go. So we're in a pub.
Asteroids is a difficult rhyme.
Very hard one.
Seven knees up and sing about asteroids.
Let's do the
look up at the sky, Roy. There's some asteroids.
Oh.
Take a photo, Jill. It's the last you're going to have till the rocks come down and destroy our town. That's
one of the best things you've ever done.
Oh, thank you. That's quite good of you. There we go. More positive. Maybe it's going to be okay for my singing.
Ian.
There we go. I can relate.
You got another question, Ian?
No.
How are you anyway, Ian? I mean, I'll say
I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm not bad. I'm always tired. Do you not hate that question, though?
Yeah.
I hate that question because it makes you relive. When someone says, if I get a phone call at the end of the day.
Oh, you don't want to go over the day.
And someone says, what have you been doing? What have you been up to? It's like, I've just done it.
Yeah.
I have to relay it all back again.
Yeah.
Do you have exciting things to tell? But
we didn't do a golden. You've got a golden question in a second. You can ask Ian. Okay.
I certainly am looking forward to
one
that.
One question to ask our guests. Here we go.
Okay.
Question.
If you'd planned and executed the perfect murder, but were then arrested for it, would you profess your innocence or would you admit it immediately?
Would
you try and wriggle out further?
I'd definitely try and wriggle out further because there's no way a prison would be an ideal. Sort of living quarters for me whatsoever.
So my ego. Well in a prison.
No, God, no, not at all. I think pecking order wise, I'd try. I mean, I read an article in Loaded magazine back in the 90s, which really listed what you need to do.
What you need to do. Then?
If you suddenly found yourself, you know, in a jail, you know, the slammer as they call it in the jail.
What you need to do to
immediately show some kind of alpha male authority and make sure you don't become someone's wife, if you can believe it. That's the
Stab-a-doo.
Basically, your first fight is vital. You've really got to get involved, you know, a biro for the thigh.
Shag a cat.
That's the sort of thing. Shag a hat or a cat, either one, if you can show you're slightly demented, that'll get you some brownie points.
I don't think you'll struggle with that.
No.
But it's not the demented that they're interested in. They're not interested in forgetting people's names.
Got you.
Interested in half man, half wolf type of thing.
Half man,
you know?
Half wolf.
Yeah, kind of like madness, just sort of Darwinian rage going through your blood.
How would you stab someone? What would you stab them with? Because you're in prison, remember?
I would improvise with a fork.
I'd have one.
How do they eat then? With a spoon?
Well, you might have a plastic one.
Well, I'd go with that, and then I'd snap it so it was stuck in their, you know, cheek or whatever. A biro, yes, perhaps.
Biro in the cheek.
Biro in the cheek, both
cheeks.
You could
then put your hand over the mouth and blow them up.
Yeah, that's not, and then the biros would come popping out, sort of thing. It's got to be memorable.
One of your nine willies.
It's almost marketing.
One of your nine willies.
Yeah, absolutely, they might be interested in that.
Eight willies.
I think
sure
I'd keep that undercover, I wouldn't tell anyone about that.
Why? Just set your top off as soon as you walk in there.
But the thing is, they'd want to use them in some kind of...
Be serious. Be serious.
No, they would
Don't
do.
Point.
Oh, sorry. Put that away. A man who's been locked away for maybe 6 months to 5 years, their sex drive is going to be disorientated. But, and the idea of just penises, I think they'll just, yeah, I'll have some of that.
But there'll be loads of penises in there already. You've got your own penis, we presume.
So but we're saying I've got nine, though, now.
Eight. Eight plus one, nine.
Eight yeah. plus one, nine. Plus your and own they'd want to abuse that.
What? All right, a bit of maths. Nine penises plus 113 equals what?
Nine penises plus
113 penises.
That would be 122.
122 what?
Penises.
Yeah,
absolutely. Which is terrifying. So it'd be like being surrounded by 120 whatever Mike Reeds just demanding, shouting at you.
Yeah,
you know, chain smoking.
What are we talking about? What are we talking Mike about Reed? Here? What? Oh, about him wriggling out of a murder.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just life in prison.
What is the best job to have in prison, David?
The best job to have in prison is definitely working in the kitchen, because if they're abusing you, they're not going to get to eat later. So you're
correct.
The chef. Yes?
Is it correct?
Oh, correct. Bingo. Yeah. So if you make, I'd be like, bingo. Okay, you can abuse me and use me as a sex trophy if you wish, but you're not going to get your porridge on time. I can't multitask. Do you know what I mean? It really is gotcha. As simple as that. I focus on the recipe.
Gotcha.
Yeah, absolutely.
You sent me a message a couple of days ago. You said, just to change the subject, you had a strawberry yop.
I did have a strawberry yop, yes. Give me yop, me mama. Yop, me mama. Yop for when the morning come. Are you aware of yops? Yop for when the
morning come. Yeah, no, I just... yeah, that's what I wanted to... Are they nice?
They're absolutely wonderful.
Sounds like
they're
yogurt.
They're half price at Tesco's at the moment. They're a yogurt drink.
Yeah.
Strawberry.
Do they still make them?
They do still make them. A large one. Sorry, keep it low. I just got excited by that. Suddenly I've forgotten about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, raspberry or strawberry. There's other flavours. And they just hit the button. They really do just click. Yeah. Tick the box.
Yeah. Yup for when the morning come. David, could you open another drawer in the morgue?
Yeah.
We've got a celebrity corpse. So let's have a look.
Here we go.
Recently died. Who is it?
They are the teeth and gum of Gary Lineker.
Okay.
And gums, I should say, rather.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's obviously been in some kind of car crash or something horrific where his body is shattered into lots of pieces and that drawer is his mouth.
Okay. Okay.
A full drawer. A full drawer.
Absolutely.
Which is his man.
And it's shining and clean, and it's got a lot of persona behind it. I can see why the BBC pay him as much as they do.
Has it been announced yet that Gary Lineker's...
I think it has. I'm pretty sure it has. I think they announced it
into
before
the
in
mic,
the morgue.
David. Into the mic.
Sorry, yeah. I think they would announce it before they started alphabetically organising his body into little drawers.
Yeah.
David?
Yes?
Right, would you be up for a little bit of fun?
Here we go. Hang on.
Oh, yes. It depends what your fun is.
There's only us three in this morgue.
Oh, yes.
No one, the editor put a bit of music on this. Don't know what's
no
going
one's,
on.
No one's checking on us. Get Gary's... What is it? What is it of Gary's there?
His teeth and gums.
Grab his teeth and gums. Easy. Yeah, get hold of him.
Oh, yes. I've got them in my hand.
What else is in it as well?
Teeth, gums, and I think a few fingers, and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's it.
Fingers probably won't work. His nose not in there at all.
Well, beyond the below that, there we go. Yeah, that's his nose.
He's got ears. He's got quite big ears, hasn't he, as well? So get
okay, so it's alphabetical. Let's find E. E for ears. There we are. Looking up.
They look heavy.
Right, put the teeth in your mouth.
Well, I don't know if I should do it.
Can't just do it. Come on.
It's been appropriate. I mean, he's got loved ones.
Right. In they go.
There we go.
Wow! David has got Gary Lineker's teeth.
Put his ears on.
Quite large, as Charles says.
And now his nose.
There we go. I might need some string for that.
Wow! David looks like Gary Lineker.
Do I really look like Gary Lineker?
Yeah.
Dude, could I pass as Gary Lineker?
Present the football.
I can't really speak with the teeth, but welcome to Grandstand.
Match of the day.
I can sort of just about talk with the teeth.
Yeah.
Alongside me is John Barnes, who's going to help analyse the show. And we're really going to get behind the goals and understand the thinking and psychology behind getting a ball, kicking it in the air and scoring.
Didn't John Barnes die the other day?
Accident. Stick John Barnes's.
Get John Barnes's stuff out the other drawer. Yeah. Be John Barnes, because you said
it's
going
to fit his nose.
Is that appropriate?
Why?
Well, it's just like another man's skin type of thing.
Oh, yeah, the Gary Lineker thing was fine.
Oh, you're right, okay. So here are his teeth.
So David's putting
nice
John
and
Barnes
clean,
teeth
obviously, you
in
know. Colgate's them regularly.
Now, put John Barnes' ears on.
Okay, yeah, they're smaller, but I can sort of dangle them off
John
my
Barnes
earrings.
Nose.
Nose, slide that on. That goes in very nice.
And now do the John Barnes rap, the World Cup rap.
You've got to move to the groove. You've got to move in rhythm. You've got to kick that ball so it hits the net. You've got to hold up that World Cup trophy.
Okay, David, so let's move. That was really good, by the way.
Thank you. Hugely appreciated.
So let's have the golden question.
Has got a bit of parsley on it.
What, the nose has got parsley on it?
No
or the
idea.
Teeth?
So, by the way, Gary Lineker's widow was stood behind you that whole time.
Yeah.
I thought she was. Yeah. I could feel a bad presence, and I'm going to have to apologise now. That's another letter I'm going to have to write to somebody. Yeah.
So we have a section on the podcast which has really taken off, hasn't it?
Oh, it is. Definitely a big winner.
The golden question section where David gets to ask the guest one question.
Okay.
So have you got a question for
Ian,
and his surname is?
Bolesworth.
Yes, well done.
Wonderful stuff. I've learnt it now. I just need to repeat it in my head continually.
So question
like
for
a
Ian
prayer.
Is...
Ultimately, the question, am I right in thinking you're a regular visitor on a podcast that focuses on films?
No.
No.
Okay. Wrong person. Wrong person. I was so confident about that.
What was it you thought? What was?
I thought you were on a FUBAR radio show and you come on and you discuss movies with somebody. Have you ever been on FUBAR, the radio station?
I've been on it, yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't... Isn't that Sean Walsh or something?
Oh, it's Sean, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't think it is. I think it might still be you.
I've got my own show on
so you
Uber.
Don't believe
it? No, I do believe it, 100%. Maybe it was a case of I heard
you... Are you thinking about Dan Clark?
Are you on the Dan Clark show?
I'm on the Ian Bolesworth show.
Have you ever guested on Dan Clark's show?
Ian's got his own show.
I'm all right with my own show.
Ian's got his own show.
It can't be Dan Clark. It must be a case of it was you on your own show.
Right.
And... I remember being very impressed by your film knowledge.
Yeah. What knowledge did I impart
wrong.
That was...
Who is on Dan Clark? You know...
Dan Clark.
I remember it was about... no, but he has guests, doesn't he? Does he not?
I don't know.
Is there a frequent guest?
What's this got to do with Ian?
I thought Ian was this man.
But even,
he's not
even
the man
if
I
was
thinking of.
Even if I was, the only answer I could give was yes.
And then we'd have a delicious conversation about film and... some of the points that you brought up,
what?
But you're the wrong human. You're not the right person to talk to about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got the other podcast, Para Pod, which is a big...
Para, what is it?
Big tuner-inner for the audience.
What's it called again?
Para.
Para.
Yeah, Paracast.
Oh, yeah.
Paracast, there
David,
we go.
This is just
well,
shit.
It is, because I've got the wrong person. You know, I've gone to leap over the horse like a gymnast, and I've slipped even at the beginning.
How long
I was
did it take
100%
you to get
confident.
Here,
nearly 3 hours.
Nearly 3 hours.
Can I just say, the man I am
did you
thinking,
hear the answer?
3 hours? 3 hours, that's a hell of a lot. Where have you come from to... I thought you were part of the big smoke,
no,
the London
no.
community.
I live in North.
One more question. One more. I'm giving you a little extra tidbit, a golden question.
No, interestingly though, you said Paracast. That was good. That was one of the names that it was going to be called originally. And then I looked it up, and it had been taken already. Paracast. I quite liked Paracast.
He doesn't even know he just said
but
Paracast.
No. Parapod is the one that we settled on. Parapod, all one word.
Oh,
Parapod.
I said Parapod originally, didn't I?
Eventually, yeah.
Right. Okay, but I thought that was still sort of seen as
come on, focus.
The parasites appeared again.
This is, focus.
Yeah.
This is
okay.
Shambles.
So one thing I'd like to chat. I'm a big fan of films. Also,
right.
I'm an enormous fan of
I'm
the
not
paranormal.
Sure Ian is. Are you in?
Well, I like.
No, I like films. I like
sure,
if,
but I wouldn't take it or leave. I wouldn't
a
do a radio show about one.
No,
no, quite right. It's oversaturated the market of those.
Yeah.
But the paranormal. Do you come towards the paranormal in a cynical manner, or do you come towards the paranormal as a believer, like Fox Murdoch? Which
Fox
it's gone.
Murdoch.
Fox.
This is
from
the X-Files. I'd say the worst. The worst David Edwards performance.
Brian, full eye contact.
Stop
apologies.
Pointing,
so I'm
stop
putting that
shouting.
Away.
Naughty.
Terrible.
Fox Mulder, are you a believer?
Do you know what's wrong with that question? There's lots of things wrong with it.
Where'd you start?
Oh, Brian, apologies about this.
For me, what's wrong with that question is it shows absolute disregard for the and disinterest in the person you're asking it of.
So I think if you genuinely wanted to know about that, you would have at the very least have either heard 10 minutes of an episode of it. I've heard this podcast.
Yeah.
So that's why I know who you are and I know all about you. And by the way, I'd been told by Brian before that you're mesmerising. I never thought it would be like this. I don't think that I've looked at Brian other than for is this real more than three times. I have not took my eyes off you for the entire duration of this. I've never experienced this other than in something like a romantic relationship. I have literally not took my eyes off you.
There's chemistry in the room. I feel it as well. Yeah. I really do.
Is that what
I didn't mean chemistry.
Chemistry, well, perhaps it is chemistry if you dig deep and think about it a bit more inside your soul.
I didn't see it that way, but you are absolutely intriguing. Absolutely intriguing.
Well, thank you very much.
He's still wearing Gary's ears.
I am. they're sliding off.
That's part of what I was staring at.
Because I'm distracted by, what's happening.
You're not offended by...
I'm not offended in the slightest. No, not at all. But no, I think I know you were asked to ask the question. I know you were told to ask the question that Brian said ask the question. But I think I would have gone safer with the question. I wouldn't have gone, so this para... pod that you do.
I was so confident with the
what's
film
that
question.
About what do you do on it, what's your thoughts on it. It's like, well, then that's the least you should know, isn't it?
You're getting told off.
It's food for thought, and I've got the knife, I've got the fork, and I've got the plate, and I'm eating my thoughts, and they don't taste good. They're very plain, that they're badly seasoned, and they've been burnt in the oven. It's not good.
I interview people quite a lot on my food bar show.
I can imagine. Interesting to do.
I can imagine that as well.
I suddenly thought I should just ask, who's your favourite guest?
Who do you imagine me interviewing? I'll let you know if I have interviewed them.
I could imagine... Okay, some film stars, I imagine, like Stephen Graham.
No, I've not. But that's a good shout, but no, I've not.
That would be... some of the cast from This Is England.
Do you know what? I once spent an entire show trying to get any member of the cast of This Is England on the show and no one did do it.
Well, that's disappointing. I would have thought they'd have been
up
for that.
It was, but do you know what? It was after the last This Is England was on, so it was very...
They were quite popular at that point.
Very
in the middle of the boom
on that day, yeah.
The other person, I'd imagine, the chap who plays...
You're just going to guess actors.
No, but I'm thinking about FUBAR demographic and people would be interested in that type of radio landscape.
Well, I'm stopping this whole bit.
Brian, absolutely, I'm happy to leave with you. Yeah, let's open the door.
Rubbish. It's utter rubbish.
All I can do is just say apologies to Ian and yourself.
I do believe in ghosts. I'm a big believer in ghosts.
Good stuff. Yeah. I think, I think at some point science will explain what ghosts are.
I think science already has, really.
Have they? In what
way?
Yeah,
I think
it has.
Can we
have some ghostly music just for 2 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry about this, Brian. I'm going to pick things up. Don't worry. It's not a problem.
It's to do with... there's partly to do with particles. Particles is a big part of it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's...
This is what?
This is interesting. Well, you should do a TV show about that.
Let the audience decide.
You have particles and microparticles. Okay, particles are kind of visible to the eye in a sense. You'll see them float about in the air. Microparticles aren't. But microparticles, when they all come together, can move in a way that could look ghostly. And the argument is that that's actually what they are. That they are that it's not just a coincidence they look like that. That is what they are. And that explains what microparticles actually are.
So they're like outlines of bodies, they're essences of bodies.
Have
like
you seen
the smell of food.
Prometheus?
I have, yes.
The film.
Remember
there was memories in that film? There was shadows of memories?
I think I heard that. I remember the
Did
worm
you watch it
coming
all the way
out of
through?
The stomach. But I don't remember memories moving around.
Well, there were shadows of the past. So there were things, like they were in a corridor.
Oh, I do remember. And you saw the helmeted aliens. And they appear like holograms type of vibe.
They weren't holograms. They were shadows of the past. They were echoes of the past.
Again. Right, okay. Echoes of the past. Yeah. Right, okay, yes.
So that's what a ghost could be, an echo of the past. And how it shows itself is in microparticles.
Now, the interesting thing with that is I've thought that like it's an echo of the past. That's entered my head before. Yeah. But when it's a poltergeist and they're actually throwing annuals at you or large china bowls... That isn't an echo, is it? That's an actual thing that's interacting with you.
In the time. Now, the argument would be that it could be that. It could be an echo of the past that just... And again, it's fluke. It's just fluking it. It's throwing things. Doesn't even know you're there, and it seems like you're under attack. Or that they can exist in the now,
Right.
And that's the reason that they're poltergeists, the reason that they're so angry and violent is because that is out of the norm for what they are. For what, you know, they ghosts normally exist just in their time. And then you might see an echo of the past. But if they're here and now, that would be a panic for a spirit. It would be like, I don't... This
so
is
they're
where
shocked
I'm
where they are, so they?
So they're thrashing about, yeah.
But an echo can't be an actual entity, can it? Because that's just the other thing I was going to say is just that...
No, I was using that as an... I was trying to explain it to you. It's an echo of the past, as in... It's that sort of thing, as in Prometheus.
Right, okay. And why don't
you
get...
an impression of a ghost, David?
Not in a morgue, mate. Come on.
It would be a case of...
just do it. Not a case.
I think if it was like a very mundane voice, like, David Edwards, greetings. Just very simple. Not like, David Edwards. Just a simple one like that.
And again, we'll put a bit of echo on it.
David Edwards, welcome. Simple as that. Welcome to what? Am I dead with you?
Well, chat to it.
what era do you come from? It's going to... It hasn't replied.
You're doing it.
I'm doing the voice as well.
You're doing everything.
I'm doing both. The 1800s.
Now you're doing the voice.
Sorry.
You started giving it... Ooh.
Yeah.
Which era did you come from? The 1940s.
Changes it for the voice. Different voice.
Which era are you from? 1940s?
That's like it didn't know. It's asking you.
It's a question mark.
Is it? No, is it? Which one am I...
Were you murdered in the war? Unfortunately, yes. Was it the Blitz, or were you on German soil? It was London, it was the Blitz. I was hit by shrapnel. What do you want from me?
Nothing.
Some sense of empathy and connection. I apologise. And that's, I think, you know, conversation can only go so far.
That's good.
Guys,
yeah.
Let's play Pass the Particles.
Oh! Why not? Pass the Particles.
Okay.
In ghost form.
Okay, we'll have a quick game of Pass the Particles. Ready, steady, go!
My particles.
Over to you, David.
Oh, thank you. Here's some particles, Ian.
Thank you.
Oh, over to me, back to Ian.
Yeah. There are a few parts, they're slipping from my fingers, so I'll give them to you now.
Thank you, Arthur.
Slippery. Oh, back to me, back to Ian. And the music stops, it's on you, David.
Oh, what do you do when you've got particles? Do you unwrap them?
Don't know. Last question, Ian. Last question. And then, do you know what? Because you've been naughty. I think you've been naughty.
No, I
think you've been naughty.
I put you in one of those drawers.
And disrespectful.
Fair enough. I'll happily get in the drawer and I'll close the drawer. Well, okay. I can't be in the drawer, but I'll happily be closing the drawer.
Okay, last question.
Can you imagine a situation where Brian did something that made you never talk to him again?
Wow.
I think that, you know...
It can't be, like, murdered somebody in you. Like, something that would exist within a friendship. I presume you are friends. You seem like you're friends.
Yeah, no, we are. I'd like to think that. No, definitely.
We really are.
It's not fiction. It's not like Stan Laurel and the fat one, who hardly interacted.
Oliver Hardy.
You know, we walked through a train station today.
Okay, what's the... What's
we had
the
a conversation.
What's the answer?
Yeah. Now we're here.
So, is there something that Brian could do, just going about your business as you do, that Brian could do that ended up with you just never talking to him ever again? Ever.
I knocked on his door and there was strong evidence that he was in the house. You know, I looked through the letterbox, or it's just blatant that he's watching, you know, the one show on TV.
Yeah.
And I'm knocking on that door, I'm ringing the doorbell, and there's no effort to leave the couch and open the door. You know, if I've been shunned, or if he had apologies.
Okay.
Socialising with another circle and ignoring me in the house. Something like that.
Because the first one sounds like he could be dead.
God,
if he's just on the sofa and not moving when you're knocking on the door.
Well,
you're
immediately
saying, oh, he's
being rude. I literally
would
have the option
rude.
To talk to him again.
So if I didn't answer the door, that would be the end of it.
And you were alive, heart was beating, oxygen was coming in and out the mouth, no problems at all, and it was just pure laziness. That'd be the case. It'd just be like, right, see you later, pal. I've had that before.
That
where,
seems extreme, though, you know, to not ever talk to him ever again for one time.
Well, yeah, we'd have to chat about it. We wouldn't just several ties.
Yeah, I think if you had a good excuse, like you'd slipped into some kind of medical fever or something.
What if his excuse was, I didn't want to talk to you that day?
That's not good enough, I don't
think.
I think because it's a case of, you know, he'd have invited me around. I don't invite myself to another person's house.
Oh, so he's invited you and then ignored you.
Yeah, invited me, then ignored me. I've got the bus.
So you've come all the way up.
Yeah, all the way up from Arundel. I imagine I'd probably have to get a train and a bus.
You've knocked on the door.
I've knocked on the door.
I've seen you there.
Yeah, you've looked around, so you haven't had a heart attack. And you've got, you know, engrossed in Dan Busters or some rubbish Sunday TV. Oi. So that's true. We've all got our own tastes. Quite right. Nothing wrong with Dan Busters. But there's no effort to get up. You know, I think you perhaps have waited for someone else maybe to open the door, but they're not there.
Listen, we've got to come to the end of the podcast.
I apologise.
You know, like, we could talk.
Let's get that parasite out of him quickly.
Yeah.
Please, suck out of that.
I just want to stick you in the drawer.
I don't believe in ghosts, David. I don't believe in them at all.
He doesn't believe in ghosts.
Not at all.
Really?
Really, yeah. Not at all.
God, that was a bit of a shock.
Just made all that up about particles. That probably doesn't stand up to scientific scrutiny at all.
Well, that's a big disappointment. I was going to Wikipedia that. Have you seen Prometheus?
I have seen Prometheus. Right. That bit was true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never understood that being... I thought it was like computer
okay,
holograms.
David, so if you get into the drawer...
Okay, can someone give me a hand?
That's what you're holding open.
I'll do it. Is it big enough for me?
Oh, he's going to use his foot to kick you in there.
That's very good
so
of you.
So lay down in the drawer.
Okay. Got to write your name on it as well,
Before you go, David, thank you, Ian, for...
Thank you very much.
Don't shout, David, because of the echo of the morgue.
Yeah, you're quite right. Apologies.
It's a bit much.
So
you're
going to kick the drawer shut. There you go. Say one last thing to Ian.
It's gone.
Ian, sorry about your surname.
Just keep it. Keep the
drawer. Can't really
hear him. Thank you, Ian.
It's a pleasure, man.
Thank you, Charles, David. I can hear you in there.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, James, the editor. And we'll see you on the next episode. Yes, bye-bye.
Thanks. That was a Mr. Box production.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.